This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Day number 26 of Ramadan 360, the 27th night of Ramadan for many of you. Jazakallah khair as always for making us a part of your Ramadan experience and your ibadah, and for being such amazing contributors to this community. We would not be doing this year after year without you. So inshallah, we look forward to having you for many years to come, and jazakallah khair to all of you who've made it from the beginning of the month to now. Just as we're warming up, just quick question. What instructor or topic so far have you enjoyed the absolute most? We'll start with instructor, because alhamdulillah, Allah, we've had so much variety in the instructors. We've only had a couple of repeats for Ramadan 360, and it's really cool to see who people get exposed to for the first time, and what really stands out, and what kind of style really speaks to the majority of the audience. Maybuna, thank you for being a constant presence, mashallah. Jazakum Allah khair. Sheikh Ahmed Salim, someone messaged me privately, Usada Taymiya, mashallah. It's hard to say, Usada Taymiya. Okay, lots of love for Usada Taymiya, alhamdulillah. Who else do we have? And I'll try to pull up YouTube as well and hear from you guys, inshallah. Anybody that you learned from the very first time and now you want to take a class with them, or you're really curious to see, you know, to have a longer term experience with them? Just out of curiosity, it's like asking a mom who's her favorite child. I don't know if it's the exact same, but close, Julia Wati. I'll give you that, alhamdulillah. Today, of course, with day 26 of Ramadan 360, we have with us one of my favorite instructors, Sheikh Ammar Shukri. He is, mashallah, a gem in the Maghrib community. We take credit for, alhamdulillah, finding him first and being able to launch him into the world. Alhamdulillah, he's done such an amazing job. He teaches three classes with the Maghrib Institute. He teaches, now I'm going to forget all of them, Venom in the Serum. He teaches His Majesty, which is his famous class in the names of Allah. You may have seen a lot of that content on YouTube and Instagram. Some of the smaller clips from that class. And recently he also launched his class Mindfulness in Salah on Mastering Khushu in Salah. That was launched online last year, alhamdulillah. Many of you had a chance to take that before last Ramadan. And then alhamdulillah, we also started touring it on site this year, and it's been selling out wherever we go, alhamdulillah, wherever we have it. It's coming up, inshallah, very soon in Toronto, and I believe Seattle as well, inshallah. And I have so many cities requesting us to schedule him, and we're trying to get Sheikh to tour the rest of the world, inshallah, with us and with Al-Maghrib, which, by the way, just a side note, do check out almaghrib.org, because mashallah, we have 40 cities that are active now. We are on-site classes and growing. Just, I think, in May and June, we have 16 plus classes that are happening. We have Ustadh Yasmin Mujahid, who's touring, Sheikh Saad Taslim, who you guys saw, who's touring, Sheikh Ammar, who's touring. I'm trying to remember, there's so many others, mashallah. Sheikh Majid Mahmoud, who's touring as well. So a lot of these instructors that you've enjoyed, it's always been an Al-Maghrib culture for our students to travel and to follow the shuyukh and to go for classes. I've done that. That's how I started when I was a student here and then a volunteer. We used to go to Ottawa and Montreal and to Michigan and all to the local areas to catch all the classes that we could. And I just recently traveled to New Jersey to take this very class with Sheikh Ammar, Mindfulness in Salah, alhamdulillah. But that's not what we're here for. Sheikh Ammar, mashallah, is multi-talented. You guys may follow him on Instagram and TikTok. He, mashallah, shares a lot of really crucial, timely gems there. So do keep up with him there. He's also the author of and the poet of the book, What the Pen Wrote, which many of you guys have had a chance to benefit from. That's available on Amazon. And he's been, he's actually a full-time Al-Maghrib staff member as well. So he has so many responsibilities. And then he has teaching. And then he has all his other gigs, mashallah. I don't know when he sleeps. Him and Sheikh Suleiman Hani are, mashallah, an inspiration to us all. Today in his topic, he's going to be covering something that we're all very excited about. I know, mashallah, many of you in the UK and other parts of the world, you guys have finished your 27 nights. I hope that we were in your du'as while you were doing your ibadah and trying to make the most of that blessed time. But Sheikh Ammar is also going to be covering the topic, the greatest night, which is, of course, the night of Laylatul Qadr. And we look forward to, inshallah, diving deep into that. The obviously the verses are going to be from the entire Surah Al-Qadr, so you guys can have that ready, inshallah. We'll drop that in the chat as well. And just a friendly reminder, I know you're getting a lot of these requests. I know, especially the 27th night, everybody and their mother has probably emailed you. And I know we've been reminding you guys consistently throughout Ramadan 360, but I do ask you genuinely, inshallah, to support one, our charity partners throughout the month who've been doing such amazing work on the ground. You guys have had a chance to hear from all of them, and for, you know, specifically what campaigns and what work that they're doing. Mashallah, HHRD in the US, they're sponsoring orphans and they're facilitating Eid gifts for orphans. We still have time, alhamdulillah, before Eid. So if you guys want to make sure, especially if you're getting into the 27th night and you didn't get a chance to donate, please do so. That's hhrd.org/almaghrib. /Ramadan 360 for the Eid gifts. Then we have Forgotten Women, who are supporting women and children who are in the most kind of needy and the most kind of vulnerable positions, who have been forced, unfortunately, to make some really tough decisions and to sell themselves or to you know, subhanAllah, be in really, really difficult situations. And please do support them at forgottenwomen.org /Al-Maghrib. And then, of course, we have Islamic Relief, and they're doing so, subhanAllah, mashallah, so many campaigns, especially supporting the people of Palestine and giving them medical aid and so on. So please do support them at islamicrelief.org/Ramadan. I'll drop those links. I think I may have misspoken one of them, but inshallah, I'll drop those links here for you in the chat so that you guys can catch them, inshallah. And then, of course, Al-Maghrib, if you've benefited at all from this community, if you've returned years and time again, alhamdulillah, if you've been able to share or a course has connected or changed your life in any way, I think all of us have some kind of an Al-Maghrib story. Some of us who just come for Ramadan 360 and who enjoy the experience and who get a chance to, you know, be part of a community that when they otherwise would not be. A lot of these experiences are only made possible because you guys continue to support us. You can continue to show up and give as much as you can during whenever you're asked to during these blessed times. So please do consider doing so again during this time at almaghrib.org/donate. And honestly, the reason why I feel so comfortable, I don't like actually doing any kind of like fundraising or mentioning anything that requires money or anything like that. But especially with Al-Maghrib's donation program fundraisers, subhanAllah, the first people, whenever we get ready for these fundraisers, the first people who always donate are the Al-Maghrib staff. And there's a few people I'm like, I don't even know if you're getting a paycheck anymore, the amount that you donate. You might as well just tell them to keep it. Because mashallah, at every opportunity they'll donate, they'll gift all access passes to their family members, mashallah. Even when subhanAllah, when COVID hit and we were struggling as an institution, we had, you know, one of our staff members who was in a less fortunate part of the world as well, who was, you know, there was a lot of concerns happening with COVID, and she was like, you can take my paycheck and we can take the next three paychecks, do whatever you got to do, subhanAllah. So because usually when you work for an organization, you tend to see the back end, you tend to see the nitty gritty, and it's maybe it takes away some of that shine. The fact that the staff are some of the first to support, and whenever we get a large donation or a suspicious donation, we're like, was that you? Was that? Did one of you guys do that? SubhanAllah. And you can't, not every organization can speak for the same. But alhamdulillah, that's one of the blessings of this family and this community that we have. So I will once again drop that in the chat, almaghrib.org/donate. Give as much as you can, as consistently as you can. You still can, I think, automate your donations for the last few nights that you have remaining in Ramadan. But I think, by the way, as I'm saying that, alhamdulillah, that we have Sheikh Ammar with us, alhamdulillah. So I don't want to take too much time. You're going to have a slightly longer Ramadan 360 session today. So inshallah, we're going to be having Ramadan 360 for probably the first hour or so. And then we're going to have Sheikh Ahmed Salim coming back to join us for his Quran Reflect. So just in case you guys notice the timing being a little bit different, that's intentional, alhamdulillah. With that being said, let's jump in. Day number 26, the fourth last day of Ramadan 360 2023. Jazakumullah khair for being with us all and for warming up, alhamdulillah. And let's just bring Sheikh Ammar. Welcome, Sheikh Ammar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you doing today?
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you hear me?
Alhamdulillah, we can hear you and we can see you.
You can hear me and you can see me. Yes. Okay, good. Alhamdulillah. Raghad, they thought they were going to do Ramadan 360 without me.
They did not. They being on screen, alhamdulillah. But how is 30 for 30, Sheikh? How are you doing?
Day 26. Subhanallah. Or day, what day are we of Ramadan?
It is 26. It is. I know. I have to double check every time. It is day 26, night 27, yeah. Inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. So, Jazakallah khair, Hafsa. It's been going good. Alhamdulillah. Just recorded 30 for 30 for tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. And inshallah. Looking forward to it. Or the day after. I don't know. Looking forward to joining you guys for this session, inshallah. We're going to be talking about Surah Al-Qadr. And it's appropriate. It's the 27th night. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless. So first of all, I want to shout out everybody who's got their camera on. I have my camera on. It's showing a lot more than I wanted it to show. So let me see if I can move this here. There we go. Suri says, need a poem before Ramadan 360 ends. If I get 10 thumbs up, we're going to have a poem. And we're just going to start with that, inshallah. And now my daughter, because I went live, she decided that she wants to show up. Okay, so it's live. Everything's going to happen. So, Bismillah. this goes like this. Do I have the thumbs up? I do. Okay, good. So it goes like this. My Lord, this is from the dua of Musa alayhi salam. Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayhi min khayrin faqir. My Lord, whatever good you can send me. So it goes, my Lord, whatever good you can send me, I'm in need. And I'm ashamed when so many have less, but I'm fatigued. Did you make me like this? Forever anxious, is this greed to want more of what you have, to yearn, to bleed with passion that may consume the very life of me, to call upon you in the morn, to implore you in the eve? Is my voice familiar to the angels? Have they begun to see? Am I a person unheard? Have these sins made me a voice unknown, a mute catastrophe? Am I shackled by my sins? Will repentance break me free? And when this sadness is lifted, will you heal my heart and navigate me through the pain that I could never course or chart, and carry me through this all like you did at the start, and forgive me for the times that I made us part? That's it. Okay. Short and sweet. I need the fire emojis now. Jazakumullah khair, everybody. Alhamdulillah. So we are going to be not a single fire emoji yet. Everything else. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Nadia. Thank you for the people who, okay, excellent. Jazakumullah khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. So guys, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Al-Qadr, inna anzalnahu fi laylat al-qadr. A'udhu billahi min shaytan al-rajim. Are we going to do a poll manager in this Ramadan 360? This might be, we might bring the on-site seminar experience back. So what we'll do is we'll have a poll manager. Sanya says, what's that? So a poll manager is somebody who Hafsa is going to give admin rights to, and this person could literally shut the entire thing off.
Don't do that.
they can close the whole session. No. A poll manager is basically somebody who they can unmute themselves and they can say it's time for a poem at any time. Okay. And whenever they say that, then it's going to be time for a poem. Okay. But this is going to be someone. Oh, I see Perry from New York. Ahlan wa sahlan, welcome. Nemo says, reminds me of Sheikh A'i. Sheikh A'i doesn't recite any poetry. So I don't know how that reminds you of anything that Sheikh A'i does. So who's going to be our poem manager? I need somebody very quickly. Ridwana nominates Raghat from Florida. Okay. So Raghat, khalas, you're the poem manager. Raghad is our Faith Essentials MVP. Sam says, Abuna Muhammad, can we have him on, please? Sam, you must be from the UK, because that is the most ungrateful comment. You have one person here, and then you ask for somebody else. You know what? You deserve for me to sign off and for Abuna Muhammad to not be here. What is that? That's the UK type behavior. Instead of saying, Jazakallah khair, thank you, we're excited to have you, can we have Abuna? Okay, so it's totally British. Absolutely British. So, Bismillah. Let's begin, inshallah ta'ala. So, Raghad, you're our poor manager. Let's continue, inshallah. So, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. This surah has a number of causes of revelation. We've been studying causes of revelation over this past month. Now, there's one that's famously known, and that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the companions of a person from Bani Israel who lived for 1,000 months doing one thing. And that is, he used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the evening, and he used to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the day. So he would fight in the path of Allah during the day, and he would worship Allah in the evening, and he did this for 1,000 months. And so the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they said, oh, Messenger of Allah, we don't even live for 1,000 months. Like, how do we do that? Like, how do we compete in this? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. That's one cause of revelation. Another one that Imam Malik mentions in Al-Muwatta, but it's weak. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown the lifespan of his ummah. He was shown our lifespans. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saddened that our lifespans are so short. 60, 70 years, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says our lifespans are, we don't get to live for 150 and 200 and 300 and 500 and 1,000 like those who lived before us. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the lifespans as being short. It saddened him. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, إِنَّا نَزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a concession, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us some assistance. He gave us support. A third position is that this Laylatul Qadr gift that we received is not due to any event at all, and it is a pure fadl from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's pure fadl from Allah. In any case, what I want you to pay attention to right from the get-go is this statement of the companions. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to them, there was a guy who lived before us for 1,000 months, he did this. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, their response was very telling. And it's not like our response might have been just now hearing this statement. For us, we might hear that statement and we just be like, okay, that's a nice story. MashaAllah, that's amazing. Good for him. But the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they said, Ya Rasulullah, we don't get that chance. And what that teaches us is that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had a spirit of competition that is incredibly powerful. They not only wanted to compete with each other, they wanted to compete and truly be the best ummah to ever live. They wanted to be khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas, the best nation to ever arise. They did not want anybody who ever lived before to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at a level or for a duration that they could not compete with them in. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals Surat Al-Qadr as, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the gift of Laylatul Qadr as a consolation. My question then is, where is your spirit of competition? Right from the get-go. First lesson, who are you competing with? Right now, who are you competing with in Ramadan? Are you competing with your brother, your sister? Are you competing with your mom? Are you competing with your kids? Are you competing with your sister in Islam who has been killing it in Ramadan, or your brother who's always that brother in the masjid who's always in the first row? Like, who are you chasing? Who are you chasing? Am I competing with myself from last Ramadan? Absolutely.
It's time for a poem.
Oh, Raghad, you're going to be one of those, huh? Okay. 2 minutes in, it's time for a poem. No, it's okay. Don't let me bully you. Whenever you want, inshallah, it's going to be time for a poem. But I'm just going to say that Raghad's from Florida. That probably wasn't a good decision for us to make. Anyway, so it's time for a poem. So this one goes like this. O you who believe, fasting was prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, that you may shield yourself from Allah's wrath. A high and lofty goal in which fasting was made a path and obligation, rather a mighty pillar of the faith to abstain from anything that would cause the fast to break, with the intention of worship from true dawn before the sun's rise until it sets in its horizon for its daily demise. And it is a most virtuous act of worship, if you only knew, to release yourself from your desires and become a better you, because the blessings of fasting are too great to be counted, its reward with Allah too great to be amounted. But in this short introduction, let it suffice to say that it increases you in taqwa, which you witnessed every day during the blessedness of this month, a safeguard from evil, protection from shayateen, those of the jinn and people. And it's an action only done for Allah, so He's the only one who rewards it, and its gate is al-rayyan. Only those who fast go towards it. The breath of those who fast is more beloved to Allah than the scent of musk. And an ummah united daily in worship from dawn till dusk, gone is gluttony and greed, replaced with compassion for those in need, and a healthy rest given to bodies that all year we overfeed. So indeed, I could go on and on. 11 months is too long, but welcome to Ramadan. Okay? So that was so hot that Arya came just to test and see what's going on with this microphone. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Jazakallah khair, Raghad. So now I need Arya to move. They love walking over your laptop. So we said that was the cause of revelation. The first cause of revelation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals it. But who are you competing with is the question. Who are you competing with? And you should have a competition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافِسَ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. In this, let competitors compete. We love competition. We love those who compete. And guess what? Did the prophets compete? Yes or no? Did the prophets compete? Did the prophets compete with each other? I want you to think of the World Cup and how excited we were. I want you to think of the NBA playoffs right now. I want you to think of, for our people in Australia, rugby and cricket and everything that y'all play. The prophets competed. Yes. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us, he says, تَزَوَّجُوا الْوَدُودَ الْوَلُودَ فَإِنِّي مُكَاثِرٌ بِكُمُ الْأُمَمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Marry women that are loving and who produce many children. Why? Because I want to have the largest number of followers on the Day of Judgment. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment wants to have the most amount of followers. And Musa alayhi salam, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming down from the Mi'raj and he meets Musa, and Musa gives him amazing advice, sincere advice, like we all know and like we all love, because the salah was brought down from 50 to 5 because of Musa's consistency. Musa, after being so sincere to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet leaves and Musa cries and they say, why are you crying? And he said, because this young man who was sent after me, more of his ummah will enter paradise than my ummah. That's that idea of competition existed amongst the prophets. And then the Sahaba definitely competed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is complained to by the poor about the rich. And I don't know of any other time where the poor complained about the rich during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except for this one complaint. And it's an amazing complaint, an amazing complaint. They said, Ya Rasulullah, the rich have taken all of the reward. The rich have taken all of the reward. Why? They fast like we fast. Right now, when you're fasting, the rich are also fasting. And they pray like we pray. When you go to Taraweeh tonight, you go do tahajjud, whatever it is that you go and perform of salah, you're going to find the poor there and the rich there. The rich are doing all the things the poor are doing, but يَتَصَدَّقُونَ مِنْ فُضُورِ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. They give from their wealth. They give from their wealth. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being complained to because the poor are saying, we compete with them in salah and we compete with them in fasting, but they have a resource through which they can seek Jannah that we don't have. And that's infuriating. When I ask you, when you go to a fundraiser in Ramadan and you don't have money, and the imam starts off and he says $20,000 or $50,000 or $10,000 or whatever they start with. Every community is different. And if you don't have that money, how bothered are you? You're like, you're just waiting for the fundraiser to be open. When are they going to serve the samosas? That's what you're waiting for, right? We're very passive about it. But the Sahaba were burning because they're chasing Jannah. And they don't want to leave any stone unturned. If there's a stone of sadaqah, how do I get the stone of sadaqah? And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, didn't Allah give you what you can give as sadaqah? And they're like, what is it? He said, every subhanallah is sadaqah, every alhamdulillah is sadaqah, every la ilaha illallah is sadaqah, every Allahu Akbar is sadaqah. And so the poor, they go and they start practicing that because this is something that I can give. Okay, if it's Laylatul Qadr tonight and I don't have money to give, what's something that I can give? I can sit and I can make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is the sadaqah that you give. If I don't have money that I can donate on Laylatul Qadr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that every commanding of good and forbidding of evil is sadaqah. And for you to help somebody put their groceries, their mata' on their camel, helping somebody just put their stuff into their car or helping people out of their car, or I go to the masjid and I'm just going to volunteer tonight because I don't have sadaqah that I can give, but I can volunteer and I can help people. Then that's a sadaqah that you give. The poor were practicing this and they were so concerned. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is approached by the poor again. And this time they came and they said, O Messenger of Allah, the rich have heard about what we're doing and they're doing it too. I just want you to appreciate how real this was for them, how serious this competition was. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that's the virtue of Allah. He gives it to whomever he wishes. But what I want us to all appreciate from just the beginning of this cause of revelation is the spirit of competition that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu had. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Allah says, race to the forgiveness of your Lord. You're trying to beat people. You're trying to, Umar radiallahu anhu, famously, you know the story of the fundraiser, and Umar radiallahu anhu said, today's the day that I'm going to beat Abu Bakr because I happen to have money. So I'm going to give half of my wealth and finally, I'm going to beat Abu Bakr. But he had somebody who he was chasing. And so who are you chasing? And even if that's just you yourself trying to be better than you were last year, then that's beautiful as well. And now, since I've been talking about fundraising so much, I want to remind everybody actually, let me see here, to support Al-Maghrib inshallah ta'ala with your dua. Firstly, please remember us in your dua, tawfiq. You know, when you're making dua on Laylatul Qadr and you're thinking of all of the people around you, don't forget Al-Maghrib, don't forget, you know, your teachers, don't forget all of the wonderful staff and volunteers throughout the world who work so diligently and hard, alhamdulillah, whether it's to bring online seminar, whether to bring on-site seminars to your city and your location or nearby you, or to, you know, bring all of these beautiful programs to life as far as Maghrib Online or Faith Essentials or Quran Revolution. There's a lot of moving parts behind the scenes. And just remember them in your dua, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from them, accept from us firstly, as well as continue to allow it to grow. And then if you can support financially as well, then on a blessed night like this, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that accept from you. Let's see where we're at as far as donation goes. We're at 184,000. Alhamdulillah. Takbir. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward from all of you your continued support. And inshallah ta'ala, I have a good expectation that before we're done today, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to cross 200,000, inshallah. Inshallah ta'ala, we're across 200,000.
I think we need a motivation, Sheikh.
We need a poem?
Yes, a poem to motivate.
I'm about to mute Raghad, man. About to mute Raghad. So let's do a short one for Raghad. Actually, we'll do one Raghad on the reason or what we're all chasing. I said race to the forgiveness of your Lord, okay? So this one is one of my favorites. It's everybody's favorite. Not everybody's favorite, other than our good friend here who likes Buna Muhammad. It is Jannah, okay? We're chasing Jannah. So this goes, close your eyes and imagine this. Eternal bliss, your every wish at your fingertips and more. Perched on a throne near a stream, so serene and exquisite a scene you've never seen, yet you still dream of more. Gone is pain, gone is fear, gone is grief, gone are tears. Idle speech you shall never hear, and the prophets make up your social sphere and more. The martyrs, righteous and the truthful too, you are from them and they from you. They held tightly to what they knew was true, and to join them, you did too. There's more. Maidens chase to restrain their gaze, lost in a glance for days and days. Fun and frolic as a child plays with a breath that leaves your lips is praise of the one who gave you more. Imagine you and your father with ages the same. Imagine showing off your book with no shame. Imagine nights with the Sahaba, their stories to entertain. Now imagine Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine him knowing your name. What could be there more? Gardens underneath which rivers flow, a goal so far and yet so close, a journey worth taking for those who know. Tell me, do you not wish to go for more? For all of the bounties and all of the grace and all of the sights and the smells and the taste will be forgotten without a trace, as if frozen in time and space, when you see his face. What an excellent master of a miserable slave. You forgot and he forgave. He gave you guidance and you still strayed. You asked for mercy. That he gave. And more. And more. And more. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to experience Jannah. And may Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to seek it beautifully. Allahumma ameen. So, okay. So, Raghad says we motivate her. Alhamdulillah. So inshallah ta'ala motivates. Guys, two things that I'll ask. Number one is, if you've made a contribution to Al-Maghrib, then inshallah, I'm asking you to make one again. No matter how big, no matter how small. I just want to see this number move here from 443. So we're at 443. Make a donation, no matter how big or no matter how small. Inshallah ta'ala, we continue to grow all of the work that we're doing. And we have a lot of amazing projects, inshallah ta'ala, that we're looking to accomplish in the next year, inshallah. And 20 years is far off, inshallah. We have incredible goals for that. But even in the next year, inshallah, you're going to see Al-Maghrib even better than everything that you've been seeing. Ramadan 360, inshallah ta'ala, is going to be better. We're excited about making next Ramadans even with more programs. Ibrahim says, where's the link? So if you guys could spam the link, almaghrib.org/donate. Almaghrib.org/donate. So that's our first verse. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Now, guys, I want you to appreciate this. First verse, Allah says, we have brought it down in Laylatul Qadr. We have brought it down in Laylatul Qadr. Anzalnahu, the pronoun is used. Allah doesn't even mention what was brought down in Laylatul Qadr. Okay. The Mufassirin mention a number of things. Number one, that it is not even needing of being mentioned. That is how famous the Quran is. It shows the great status of the Quran. You know, when a person is a famous speaker, they say this person is needs no introduction. The Quran here does not need introduction. If you walk in and you say, he's arrived. He's arrived. It's like everybody knows who's arrived. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. The Quran doesn't even need to be introduced by its name. It shows its greatness and its status. But there's something really beautiful that I want you to reflect on. And that is, what was brought down on Laylatul Qadr? What was brought down? Tell me quickly, what was brought down on Laylatul Qadr? The Quran. The Quran was brought down. And Imam al-Razi, he says, it's unanimous amongst the scholars of tafsir that the Quran was brought down. Now, I want you to appreciate Laylatul Qadr, which is better than the worship of 1,000 months. What is the unique quality of Laylatul Qadr is that the Quran was brought down on Laylatul Qadr. I want you to think of other things that could have happened on Laylatul Qadr. The Battle of Badr could have happened on Laylatul Qadr, but it didn't. It happened on the 17th day. Even though it's the greatest battle, it's the 17th of Ramadan. Even though it's the greatest battle in the history of humanity, Yawm al-Taqa al-Jam'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored Laylatul Qadr, not with the Battle of Badr and not with any other episode from the seat of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tied Laylatul Qadr to the greatest thing that anything could be tied with, and that is the Quran. It shows you the greatness of the Quran. Everything that the Quran touches turns to gold. Places, people, times, moments, everything the Quran touches turns to gold. Ramadan is Ramadan. It's the month of the Quran. Laylatul Qadr is Laylatul Qadr, is the night of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises people with the Quran. And that's why, if you haven't checked it out yet, right now, everybody, you need to binge watch Sheikh Sulaiman's series, In Love with the Quran. It is a series about the Quran, so it also has been touched by gold. It's turned into gold. Imam... even before Imam, I was going to mention Hassan al-Basri. So if I forget that quote, remind me. But Umar al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu, he makes a beautiful statement in Sahih Muslim. Umar al-Khattab is approached by one of his governors, the governor of Mecca. During the Hajj season, Umar is the Khalifa coming from Medina. So this is the time when everybody, he gets to meet with all of his governors from all of the different Muslim states, the governors of Mecca and Iraq and whoever. Umar gets to meet them, and he also gets to meet with the people that they're governing in Hajj. And so Umar radiallahu anhu meets with the governor of Mecca. He says, who did you leave behind over the people of the valley, over the people of Mecca? And he says, I left behind Ibn Abza. And Umar says to him, who's Ibn Abza? Umar is from Quraysh. He knows the people of Mecca. He knows the families of Mecca. He knows the clans of Mecca. He grew up in Mecca. He's like, who's Ibn Abza? I've never heard of this guy. And so he says to him, he is Mawla min Mawalina. He is one of our freed slaves. And so Umar radiallahu anhu says to him, you left a freed slave, a governor over the people of Mecca? Like, have we forgotten who Quraysh is? Have we forgotten that Quraysh is the most proud, defiant people in the Arabian Peninsula? They are the most entitled people in the Arabian Peninsula. They say that we are the people of the Haram, and now they're being ruled over by a slave. They weren't even accepting of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the man who's from them and from Banu Hashim. And now 15, 20 years later, they've transformed so much that they are okay with a freed slave ruling over them. That is an incredible transformation. And so he says to him, yes. Let me tell you about his qualifications, though. What are his qualifications? He says that he is qari'un li kitabillah. He is someone who knows the book of Allah. He's memorized the book of Allah. Number two, he is someone who knows the laws of inheritance. And number three, he is a judge. So if someone dies, he knows how to distribute inheritance. If someone's alive who has problems, he knows how to judge between them. And when it comes to the most important daily function that they have, which is the salah, he knows how to judge between them. Or no, he knows how to lead them in salah. And so Umar radiallahu anhu, he then says, if that is the case, then I have heard your messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, inna allaha إِنَّ اللَّهَ لِيَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. That Allah subhanahu, I heard your messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises some people with this book and he lowers other people with this book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. We have brought it down in the night of power, the Quran. You know, the scholars even mentioned something really interesting. They say, does this indicate that the night is better than the day? That the night is better than the day. And they put forward a lot of evidences that the night is better than the day. Of it is they say that there's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named the surah the night, and there's no surah for the nahar. There's wal-layli idha yakhsha. And even in Surah Al-Layl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the night before he mentions the day. And that there is a night of Al-Qadr, and there's no day of Al-Qadr. There's a night that's equal to 1,000 months, and there's no day that's equal to 1,000 months. So that's number two. Number three, they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends in the last third of the night, and there's no portion in the day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. So that the night wins with that. And then there is no time of the night where salah is prohibited, but there are times during the day where salah is prohibited. And so salah, the night wins then. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna nashi'at al-layli hiya ashadu wat'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the prayer of the night is more, or the work that you do in the night is more cemented, it is stronger. And Allah doesn't say that about the day. And like Ruhi is saying, I would say this name, but then it's like I'm going to be saying bubblegum milkshake in the recording. Bubblegum milkshake. Come on. Come on, bubblegum milkshake. Maryam says, Allah descends in the last third of the night too? Yes. I thought you guys were adding comments, but you guys are just saying what I'm saying. So, okay, hold on. Let me go back to what I was saying then. So in any case, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. And yes, there's no distractions. There's no distractions in... Or there's less distractions in the night, i.e. there is more opportunity for spiritual access in the night. When a person is standing, reciting Quran, doing dhikr, making tasbih, making dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. We have brought down the Quran in laylatul qadr. Okay. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. And what will allow you to know what laylatul qadr is? What will allow you to know what laylatul qadr is? So number two, I see that we have a $2,000 jump. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept almost a $3,000 jump. And I think we're going to reach the 200,000 inshallah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you all and bless you all. I forgot to say what the second thing is. And by the way, Hafsa, if there are people who donated that you want to share their names, then please send them my way inshallah ta'ala. I would love to make dua for them in this blessed night, if it's nighttime wherever they are, or during the day. And I ask Allah even before that for all of you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases you, blesses you, grants you the ability to give and give a give again and again and again. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rather says, that every single morning that the angels go out and they say, Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa, oh Allah, grant those who give a replacement. And so you receive the dua of sinless creatures, the angels, making dua for your increase. And beyond that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself promises, and he says that whatever you give, he's going to replace it, and he is the best of those who provide. And so I just want to make dua for all of you generally inshallah ta'ala. And if there are any names as far as people who have donated specifically, we're almost at 187 inshallah ta'ala. So that being said, we said, إِنَّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ. And Ibn Abbas, he says that every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ, it is something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's going to be explained to him. And every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ, it is something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not going to know or cannot know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ, and what will allow you to know? Perhaps the hour is near. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not going to know the time of the hour. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ, in Surah Abasa, لَعَلَّهُ يَزَّكَّ. The blind man who came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, and you don't know, perhaps that person will benefit. You never know who's going to benefit from your reminder or from your teaching or from your lecturing or whatever it is, your instruction, your guidance. So وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ, this is a nice fa'idah benefit for those who care about these types of Quranic details, is that مَا يُدْرِيكَ is used for something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot know or will not know. And وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ is for something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to be informed about. And so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informed, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ, and what will allow you to know what لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ is. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells him, لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ is better than the worship of 1,000 months. It is better than the worship of 1,000 months. And then I want you to appreciate the bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that our lifespans are short, but we are given seasons of goodness as a means of support. That rhymed, I'm proud of myself, takbir, Allahu Akbar. We are an ummah whose lifespan was made short, so we're given seasons of goodness as a means of support. Our lifespans are extended by these blessed nights. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ, لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, it's better than the worship of 1,000 months. Your salah that you pray on that one night becomes multiplied. The sadaqah that you give on that one night becomes multiplied. The birrul walidain that you show becomes multiplied. Your tawbah, which is one of the greatest actions that a person can do in these last 10 nights, is to will become multiplied. Your istighfar becomes multiplied. Your dua becomes multiplied. All of these things become multiplied. And so it's very important that you have every single night of these last 10 nights a checklist of the most important things. I'm going to repent tonight. I'm going to make dua tonight. I am going to give sadaqah tonight. I'm going to pray 2 rak'ahs tonight, bare minimum. And if you can go all out. Hafsa says someone just donated $100 and she requests that she passes her bar exam and finds a job. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our sister and grant her tawfiq and reward her for her sadaqah and allow her to pass the bar exam and to become a lawyer and to protect people's rights, and to use her in the best service in that capacity, in that occupation, and protect her from every harm, and to make her of those who are successful in the deen, and use the dunya to secure greater success in her akhirah. Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala facilitate for her finding an occupation that is pure and halal sustenance that allows her to continue to benefit the ibad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over every earth and under every sky. Allahumma ameen. Okay.
I think she deserves a poem.
She deserves a poem? Okay. Yes. Bismillah. We're at 188,000, alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you. Continue to support Al-Maghrib and the work that we're doing. You know, I don't know if you've watched the video that's on the donation button, but one of the things that I'm super excited about, I'm super excited about this, okay, is that, alhamdulillah, we have a very robust scholarship program, and we're very happy to not turn students away due to financial difficulty. But some people are still just never going to ask. They're never going to ask. No matter how easy you make it, no matter how seamless you make it, they're just not going to go through it. And they will say, you know, maybe somebody else deserves it, or I'm just too shy to make a request. And so one of the things, inshallah ta'ala, that we're initiating this year, and I don't know anybody who has this, Allah knows best, but I'm so happy because I think it's so dignified and dignifying, is that when you register for a class, the scholarship is going to be able to be applied just in the drop-down menu. You don't have to ask anybody. You don't have to chase anybody. You don't have to email anybody. It's going to be on an honor system, of course, but inshallah, if a person is seeking knowledge, inshallah ta'ala, the honor system is going to apply for them anyway. So you just choose, are you under financial difficulty? Are you a single mom? Are you a new Muslim? Are you a student? Whatever category applies to you, you will get an immediate scholarship. And alhamdulillah, your support is going to allow us to do that. And this reminds me of the second thing that I keep forgetting. Every time I keep saying the second thing, I forget what I'm going to say the second thing. And the second thing is this. When it comes to this video or webinar or from Ramadan 360, take a moment to just share it with other people. Just take a moment to share it. Share the video. You don't know. Allah knows best. You don't know what happens. You might donate a certain amount of money and then you go and you send it to somebody else, and they might donate equally or more or less or what have you, but it's khair, right? And so Sheikh Yasir bin Jassim's statement of share the khair it's really applicable and it's really beneficial. Just send it into your WhatsApp groups or what have you, so that they could see Raghat ask me for 100 poems before 20 minutes are over. Okay, so that being said, you said it's time for a poem, Raghat. So let's see. Here we go. This is another one. This is a portion of a poem. This isn't a whole poem, but thank you. I'm glad that everyone is appreciating this initiative. We're all very excited about it. Again, it's just about making, we want to give out more scholarships, not less. We want to facilitate more people learning the deen, not less. We want to absolutely remove whatever last obstacle people have to accessing this information, especially as Alhamdulillah, Al-Maghrib is now online courses and faith essentials. People are from all over the world registering for these courses. So you don't know what your sadaqah is going to do, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, so this is taken from Surah Al-Hadid, and it goes like this. When winter extends for too long, hearts call out for spring. Tired of the snow and the cold, the ice and everything. But there are hearts that are like winter, and they've been winter for so long. Hearts barren and frozen, needing for spring to come along. But Allah brings life to the earth after its demise. So we see barren places come to life before our eyes, and the flowers bloom again, and the birds return to sing. And Allah can bring life to any heart, turn its winter into spring. We have made clear for you the signs. Perhaps you'll understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Until he says, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحْيِي الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings life to the earth after its demise. Brings life to the earth after its demise. We have made clear for you the signs. Perhaps you'll understand. And absolutely, like Peri says, may Allah make the Quran the spring of our hearts and the light of our chests, the remover of our sadness and the repeller of our stress. Allahumma ameen. Okay, so now, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that when Laylatul Qadr happens, the angels descend. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا. And added to the angels is الروح. Added to the angels is الروح. And the الروح is Jibreel alayhi salam. Jibreel alayhi salam. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ. By the permission of their Lord. By the permission. إِذْن normally means permission, but here it actually means بِأَمْرِ رَبِّهِمْ. By the command of their Lord. By the command of their Lord. مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرِ. I.e. بِكُلِّ أَمْرِ. Quick Arabic grammar tangent. Particles. You've learned that certain particles mean certain things. Like مِنْ means from. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then, you would translate it wrong if you said it is بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ, that it is by the command of Allah from every command. Like they're protecting from every command, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather he says, it means ba, it means with every command. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the angels descend by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, and it's to the point that the angels who descend on Laylatul Qadr are described as being more than the pebbles that are on earth. And so how many grains of sand are on earth? Maybe someone can Google that for us real quick. How many grains of sand, how many pebbles, particles are on earth? And yet the angels are more than that. And they come and they say to the believers, Salamu alayk ayyuhal mu'min. They say, peace be upon you, O believer. Peace be upon you, O believer. Salamun hiya. And so Laylatul Qadr is described as being a night of salam. It is a night of peace. It is a night of tranquility. If we feel so much tranquility being in a gathering of knowledge in a house from the houses of Allah, right? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says in the hadith that many of you have heard, I'm sure many times over in your life, that there is no group of people who gather in a house from the house of Allah, reciting the book of Allah, وَيَتَدَارُسُونَهُ بَيْنُهُمْ, except that the angels surround them with their wings. And if that is the case with a gathering of knowledge, 10, 15, 20, 100 people in a house from the houses of Allah, and the tranquility that we feel and the serenity that we feel because of the angels surrounding us by our wings, what do you think of the peace that we should feel, the peace that exists when the earth is filled with angels? The earth is completely filled with angels. They are more than the pebbles on earth. Sanya says 7.5 sextillion sand grains. That sounds like a lot. Okay, so the angels, they say, the angels, they greet the believers. They say, Salamun, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Salamun hiya, hatta matla'i al-fajr. The angels, that tranquility, that serenity, that peace that people feel on Laylatul Qadr is the presence of the angels. But not only that, I want you to reflect on the greeting of the believers. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And all of these three exist on Laylatul Qadr. The salam, you have it here in the verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Salamun hiya hatta matla'i al-fajr. It is a night of peace. And it is a night of rahmah. Undoubtedly, it is a night of rahmah. And it is a night of barakah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. Allah says that we have brought down the Quran in laylatin mubarakah, on a blessed night. Everything about this night is blessed. And so we have the salam, and we have the rahmah, and we have the barakah that we invoke on each other. We all experience it on Laylatul Qadr. The night of peace, the night of rahmah, and the night of barakah. Okay, Hafsa's telling me something. She's in my ear. My producer's in my ear. Yes, what do you say?
There's so many donations coming in, mashallah, tabarakallah, from the consistent students, from anonymous students, and there's a few dua requests I sent you, Sheikh. I don't know if we're able to get through all of them, as many as you can, Sheikh. Please.
We are going to go through all of them. Takbir.
Okay. 20 requests later.
We're going to go through all of them. Bismillah. Special dua to be find my spouse, and may Allah answer my du'as of everyone seeking marriage, open doors for their rizq. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of our bachelors and bachelorette spouses that will be the coolness of their eyes and the laughter of their heart. Allahumma ameen. And their companions in this life and in the next. Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you that which will be a source of comfort for you, and mercy and tranquility and serenity and laughter. Allahumma ameen. All of a sudden, 33 messages came in. Oh my goodness. Okay, so that was our first one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her a righteous spouse. Allahumma ameen. Okay, so these are all ameens. Okay. You know, you guys are reminding me of those videos that you see from the shuyukh who say, as soon as you make dua for the bachelors and bachelorettes, the entire masjid walls shake. That's how I feel about this chat right now. All of the walls started shaking. Those ameens came in heavy just now. They came in fast and furious. So Allahumma ameen. I was like, why did I get 33 messages all of a sudden? Okay. So guys, inshallah ta'ala, we are going to cross 200,000. We're at 188,000. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless everybody who gives and everybody who intends to give. You know, someone, I think it might've been Raghad earlier, who said she's just competing with herself. Hold on. We got some more. Make dua for her and her family to be able to do Umrah this year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you and your family the ability to go and visit the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and visit the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with your loved ones in safety and security and health and iman. Allahumma ameen. We have Julia Wati says, our beautiful volunteer from Malaysia who decorated Sheikh Wadiz with her daughter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless. If you give it to me, I'm going to read it. So Julia Wati, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. And I saw that video and Sheikh Wadiz was so excited about that hotel decoration that you made. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you and bless you and your family and your daughter, and make you and her and all of your family guided and guiding of others. Allahumma ameen. Suri, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the Ramadan family and Ramadan 360 family and their family. May we all get to meet each other in Jannah. Allahumma ameen. Sanya says, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her shifa from her health difficulties and allow her to do well in her doctorate degree and grant her Jannah. Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wipe over you with his blessed healing hand. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the combination of wellness and reward. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal you a healing that leaves behind no ailment. Allahumma ameen. We have Mannan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Mannan. Mannan, who gave $1,000. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and bless you and reward you and replace it many, many times over. May those thousands turn into hundred thousands, and may those hundred thousands turn into even more than that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is khairul raziqeen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow you to see the blessing of this charity every single day of your life, and make the best of your days the day that you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have Fatima, who donated 500 GPB, which is British pounds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you and allow you to stand in the shade of this sadaqah on the day where there is no shade except for the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you in that sadaqah from any calamity in your life, as well as may that sadaqah continue to protect you as you journey on in the journey of the hereafter. Allahumma ameen. Okay. Jazakumullah khair, guys. Keep them coming. Make sure that you tell your friends, you let your friends know, your family know. Okay, so let's finish off this surah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, salamun hiya hatta matla'i al-fajr. That it is salam until the arrival of dawn. And so what that teaches us is that Laylatul Qadr is a time from sunset until sunrise. It is the night. It is from sunset until sunrise. It is a very restricted time. And the ulama ask the question and they say, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make Laylatul Qadr such a limited time offer? Like, we are, it's literally just a few hours of a night, one time a year. Why is it so restricted? And of the answers, I think is something that we've all experienced is so that to protect us from burnout. You know, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he used to say in Al-Kufa, in Iraq, he used to say, if you want to experience Laylatul Qadr, pray Qiyamul Layl every night. So one position of the Sahaba is that Nafisa says sales aren't on forever. That is amazing. What a great statement. Absolutely. Everything is on sale. And so you have to take advantage of the sale. And again, you would have burnout if Laylatul Qadr was for an extended period of time. And in fact, sometimes we feel like we're still not doing enough. Even though it's very limited, we're like, man, I'm not taking advantage of this 12-hour period or this 8-hour period or this 9-hour period. And so it's a short period of time so that you can go as hard as you can for as extended as you can. And after that, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his bounty and his benevolence and his mercy and his acceptance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made it for a limited portion of time. In the last 10 nights, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, seek it out in the last odd of the last 10 nights. I want to conclude with just what are some of the things that we can do on Laylatul Qadr. And even before that, if I may, just two more points that I want to make. Number one is, when is Laylatul Qadr? And number two is, what are actions that we can do? And so when is Laylatul Qadr? The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they differed. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they differed. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, he held that it was on the 21st night. Hadith is in Bukhari. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made i'tikaf the first 10 nights of Ramadan, and then he made i'tikaf the second 10 nights of Ramadan, and then he was told that Laylatul Qadr is actually in the last 10 nights. And so he, the Sahaba, are making i'tikaf with him, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I was shown that what I am seeking, or what we are seeking, is in front of us, or is in front of you. What you are seeking is in front of you, meaning Laylatul Qadr, and whoever is seeking it out, then let it continue to make i'tikaf. And I was shown a vision that I would be making sujood between water and mud. And so Abu Sa'id comments and he said, that night I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam prostrating and his forehead had water and mud on it. And it was the 21st night. I have so our first position is the position of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, that Laylatul Qadr is on the 21st night. We have some du'as to make before we get to the second position of the companions. We have a du'a for my little sister who's studying sonography. Please make du'a for Allah to make her journey easy, to get accepted to the school that's best for her, to pass the exam with ease, and allow her to use this field to benefit, help people. Man, you wrote the du'a out for me. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Ameen. That's the best that I can say. May my family and I be able to support her through this journey. Ameen. May you be able to support her through the journey. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept her into the best program, into the best community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watch over her with his protective eye as she goes through her studies. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always guide her to the best programs and to the best teachers and grant her success in every endeavor that she has. Allahumma ameen. Okay. My mom and dad to have good health. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant your mom and dad good health, Sam. And may she be able to do Hajj, inshallah ta'ala, this year, inshallah ta'ala. And we have a number of anonymouses. Ask Allah that he bless me to establish a date farm as Sadaqah Jadi, accepted on behalf of myself, grandma, and all of those involved. Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you that farm and make it a source of Sadaqah Jadiyah for you. Anissa says, make dua that me and my family reunite with my brother in paradise, who passed away when he was a child. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you a beautiful reunion with your brother. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uh, reunite you and your family with your loved ones, after which there will be no separation and no death ever again. Allahumma ameen. Nazia says, righteous offspring from me, from Pakistan. May Allah, for my mehroz from Pakistan. I don't know what a mehroz is. Does anybody have a translation
name
for me?
It's a name. That's two different people.
Is it?
Yeah.
So Nazia, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you righteous offspring and bless you. Allahumma ameen. Mehroz, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you and your mom the ability to go to Hajj. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma ameen. Okay. I was like, is mehroz like a term that I don't know? Is this, okay, so.
Sheikh, actually, there's a lot of people who are trying to bring their moms to Hajj, subhanAllah. I think there's like 5 messages now that I've received. So you want to make the odds for everyone who wants to take their parents to Hajj.
Yeah, and specifically take your parents to Hajj. You know, taking your parents to Hajj is different than sending them to Hajj. Taking them to Umrah yourself is different than sending them to Umrah. And I would just encourage you all as best as you can to try to take them with you so that you can serve them. I've seen sometimes where people send their mom and their dad and they're late in their ages, and it's hard for them to go about, and sometimes it's even hard for people to help them along the way. So as best as you can, if you can facilitate carving out your own time from your own work and all of that for you to go and to be in their service, it's something that's completely different. I know that my dad wasn't that old, alhamdulillah, when he went, but my first Hajj, I went with him and he was maybe 60 years old. And it was just such an amazing experience to actually travel with him outside of our normal routine travel, which is to go back home. But this was actually me and just him sharing a room together. It was an experience I wouldn't trade for anything in the world. And so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you all that beautiful experience of taking your parents to Hajj or taking your parents to Umrah and being able to serve them in that capacity. Allahumma ameen. Okay, so we said our first position is the position of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, which is the 21st. And then we have the position of Abdullah ibn Abbas, who said that it's the 23rd or the 27th. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu was asked by Umar ibn Khattab, which night is Laylatul Qadr? And so Abdullah ibn Abbas said, "Oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, it is either with 7 days left or 7 days having passed. It's either the 23rd night or the 27th night." And he said, "How did you know that? How did you know that?" And he said, "Because I noticed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the days of the week 7. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the heavens 7. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the earth 7. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made tawaf around 7. Allah made sa'i 7. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the casting of the jama'ah 7. So there's something to do with 7. And so Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, "You've paid attention to, or you've noticed what we did not notice. Right? You've caught on to something that we didn't notice." Okay, so Abdullah ibn Abbas says 23rd or 27th. And then we have the position of Ubay ibn Ka'b. Ubay ibn Ka'b used to swear that it was the 27th night. And so when people came to him and they said, your brother Abdullah ibn Mas'ud in Al-Kufa is saying that it's the 21st. No, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was saying that if you want to pray Laylatul Qadr, you want to experience Laylatul Qadr, then you need to seek it out the entire year. Ubay ibn Ka'b said no. And Ubay ibn Ka'b was in Medina. He says he knows which night it was. But he didn't want you to simply rely on that one night. He didn't want you to just show up on the masjid on the 27th night and that's the only time you pray Qiyamul Layl the entire year. He says he knows what night it is. It is the 27th night. It's the 27th. And they said, "How did you know that?" And he said, "Because of the sign that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that the sun would rise without race." The sun would rise without race. And so now we have a position of the 27th night. And we have more positions than that. Ibn Hajar mentions over 40 positions in Fathul Bari on which night is Laylatul Qadr. And there's only 30 nights in Ramadan, but there's still more positions than nights. In any case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Thank you, Anna, for writing down your notes there. Thank you. Laylatul Qadr shifts in different years. It's on different nights. So It was on the 21st night, that night that Abu Sa'id al-Khudri witnessed it. And it was on the 27th night, that night that Ubay ibn Ka'ab witnessed it or witnessed its signs. It shifts from time to time and place to place. And so we are encouraged to seek it out, specifically in the last odd of the last 10 nights, but really every night of the last 10 nights, every night on the last 10 nights. And that's what Imam An-Nawi mentions. He mentions that the position of the madhab is that it's the 27th night. You know, that's the majority of the scholars are on the 27th night. But Imam An-Nawi says that it is something that rotates. However, even though it rotates, it is more weighted to the 27th night. So it is the 27th night more often than it is the 21st or the 23rd or the 25th or the 29th. And so seeking it out. Hadra says, is the sun without rays seen after or before the night? It's after the night. It's after the night. And so what are some of the actions that we can do on the last 10 nights? What are some of the actions that we can do? And then we'll wrap up, inshallah ta'ala. We're so close to our goal of 200,000. We're at 189,894. And inshallah ta'ala, we'll cross 200,000, inshallah ta'ala, before this Ramadan 360 is over. I know. Right now, I was able to get you to a little bit. But as soon as Sheikh Ahmed Salim comes and he's got his nice little smile and he's got his Atlanta swag, you know, even though he's been in Atlanta for only a month. But, you know, Atlanta does that. As soon as a person gets to Atlanta, they start to sound like an Atlanta person. Then inshallah ta'ala, we're going to cross over. I know you guys are just waiting for Sheikh Ahmed to come. But that being said, what are some of the actions that we can do? Aisha radiallahu anha asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, if I experience Laylatul Qadr, what should I say? And he said, say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Oh Allah, you erase the trace of sins. You love to erase the trace of sins. So erase the trace of mine. So making that dua, having a basic checklist. I saw this beautiful post of Sheikh Muhammad al-Sharif rahimahullah from a couple of years back. I was searching for something today and I found his Facebook post from a couple of years back. And he was saying to take advantage of it by just having a basic checklist. There are some people who are working tonight. It's a Monday night. There are some people who you're going to try your best to do as much as you can. Absolutely. But make sure that you hit all of your bases first. So my basis is that I'm going to pray some of the night. I'm going to pray if I can go and pray Talawiyah with the Imam until the Imam is over, until the congregation is done. Not until the Imam. Sometimes you're in some masjid where the Imam switches after two rak'ahs. You're like, oh, the Imam's done. No, the congregation. I pray with the congregation until the congregation is done. So that's eight rak'ahs, that's eight rak'ahs. If it's 20 rak'ahs, it's 20 rak'ahs. I pray with them until it's done. Then I get the reward of praying the entire night. I pray Isha in congregation if I can. I pray Fajr in congregation. I get the reward of the entire night. I read something from the Quran. I spend some time making dua. I spend some time doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tonight. I give something in sadaqah. And by the way, if you're looking to give in sadaqah, make sure we have the maghrib.org. /donate link. Cheap plug, inshallah ta'ala. But sadaqah, I automate that. I make sure that I do that. I whatever goodness that I can do in this night, I try, inshallah ta'ala. But I have my basic checklist as well. And with that, does attending Ramadan 360 count? Absolutely. Seeking knowledge is one of the greatest acts. In fact, Sheikh Waleed was telling us yesterday, if you were there for the webinar, Sheikh Waleed was saying that seeking knowledge is the greatest sadaqah jariyah that a person can give. Knowledge is the greatest sadaqah jariyah that a person can give. And he mentioned that Abdullah ibn Mubarak said, one of the great scholars of the Salaf, if he was brought back to life, what would he do? He said, seek knowledge. They were like, that's the one thing you would do? He's like, yeah, seek knowledge. There's nothing that's equal to knowledge. Okay, so whether it's attending knowledge, whether it's sponsoring knowledge, whether it is learning yourself, that's great, inshallah ta'ala. All of these are great actions tonight. Yes, Hafsa, what were you saying? Sorry.
It was me. Please, Sheikh, just one tiny poem before you leave.
A tiny poem. Okay. So we've crossed over to 190. Bismillah. One last poem. What is one last poem we can do tonight on Laylatul Qadr? You know, I forgot to mention that Laylatul Qadr, of the Qadr has three meanings that the Mufassirin mention. They mention more than that, but the three that I'm concerned with. What does Qadr mean? It means, Qadr means sharaf. It means honor, dignity. In Urdu, we say sharaf hai. Do we say that in Urdu? Sometimes I just throw Arabic words and I just say, you know, we say this in Urdu. But sometimes it works. I'm assuming Urdu has the word sharaf. So Urdu, it does, right? Ruhi, so I'm right. So we say sharaf, so it's a night of qadr, of dignity. Number two, it's a night of esteem, right? So the second meaning of qadr is destiny. It is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. Every matter is determined on Laylatul Qadr. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said that the hujjaj, everybody who's making dua and saying, you know, I want my mom to go to hajj, I want my dad to go to hajj, Ibn Abbas says the hujjaj are written. And of course, he's giving it as an example. Every detail is written for the next year, is written on Laylatul Qadr. And so you want to be making dua for sure, number two. Number three, and that's why Laylatul Qadr sometimes is translated as the night of power, sometimes it's translated as the night of destiny. Number three, Qadr meaning restriction. Restriction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانَ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ قَدْرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَ. Allah says, when a human being's risk is restricted. And why is there restriction? They said, because space is restricted on the day of judgment, on Laylatul Qadr. It is restricted. Why? Because of the presence of angels. How many angels? If you think your parking lots are full, the entire earth is full with the presence of angels on Laylatul Qadr. Okay? So last poem. We'll make this a short one. Okay, so this poem is, you know, I think I have a poem on Laylatul Qadr. I have a poem on Surah Al-Qadr. Hold on. If I remember correctly, we're starting to forget. You know what they say, dad brain. Let me see here. I do have a poem on Laylatul Qadr. So while I do the two-step verification that Gmail keeps, Bismillah. Hafsa, what are we at numbers-wise while I get this poem out?
I'll have to double check the U.S. Number.
Okay, khalas. No, there's no. We don't want the Canadian number. No, no.
And subhanAllah, some very familiar. First of all,
we don't
it's
want
higher the than the American number. It'll make you feel better.
Yeah, but Canadian money is funny money. We don't. Okay, we're at 190-238. Okay, so now let's. Let me find this Surah Al-Qadr here. Bismillah. So this is a project that I've long ago started, and inshallah ta'ala I get to finish it, but it's poetic tafsir of the Quran. I'm sure some of you might have seen those videos. So I have a poem on Laylatul Qadr, and it goes like this. I don't have it memorized, so I'm just going to read it. Forgive me. I know it's a faux pas as far as poets goes. So it goes, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. A curious intellect might ask, why does Allah say we? The we, when used in the Quran, could be the royal pronoun indicating greatness and majesty, and it could also mean actions that involve the angels. We send down the rain, we brought down the Quran, we're closer to the soul of the person at death, and the angels bring down the rain, and they bring the revelation. They take the souls of the son of Adam with no hesitation. In any case, the Quran was brought down from the guarded tablet to the lowest heaven on the night of power. And what will allow you to know what the night of power is? And Qadr has a number of meanings according to the scholars. Qadr meaning power, and so it's a night of great esteem. Qadr meaning restriction, because the number of angels is extreme, and so space is restricted and crowded with their presence. And finally, Qadr meaning decree and destiny. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. The night of decree is better than 1,000 months. The generous feel courage, inspired to continue to give. A night worth 1,000 months, gifted so we can live, and the nights are enlivened with recitation and prayer, angels crowding the earth, peace and serenity in the air. So which night is Laylatul Qadr for the seeker then? The companion spoke differently on when. Ibn Abbas said it's either the 23rd or 27th. Ubay said the 27th. Certainly the 21st is the position of Sa'id al-Khudri, and a way to resolve all of these positions, it appears, is that Laylatul Qadr is different nights on different years. Salamun hiya hatta matla' al-fajr. Its peace is in the angels giving salutations and the devils being chained and spawned. And that peace lasts until the final moments when the night breaks with dawn. Allah, Allah, fire. Ahmad Memphis, thank you very much. Ahmad Memphis is my hype man. Everybody needs a hype man. Ahmad Memphis is mine. Jazakumullah khair. All right.
Jazakum Allah khair for that amazing session. I don't know what Sheikh Salim is going to do for the next 14 minutes. He's crying and laughing on the inside, alhamdulillah. But alhamdulillah, I think we accomplished something even bigger with all of the efforts, mashallah, of this community. This community is amazing. The session was a marathon, an amazing one. Honestly, if we can get away with being live for like 6 hours yesterday, I think we're allowed a little bit of extra time today. So if you guys are okay with it, inshallah, we'll do a little bit of extra time, inshallah, for Quran Reflect so that we could really dive into this beautiful surah and we can make sure that we're in the best position, inshallah, to receive this night.
So I just want you to know that alhamdulillah, everybody, I just checked, we raised in this 1 hour session, alhamdulillah, we raised $10,000. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you all and bless you all and grant you all tawfiq and give you more than what you gave. And it's I don't know how many people are here, but just from this group, us being able to raise that amount is incredible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replace you with much, much more than what you've given. And do continue from 171, Nemo says, 171 people, $10,000, that's amazing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. It's beautiful that you supported Maghrib that much. And it just makes us want to do more for you. Alhamdulillah. Bubblegum, we don't have undercover millionaires. We just have generous people. And alhamdulillah, that goes a long way. With that being said, Sheikh Ahmed, it's a pleasure. I'm sorry that I didn't get to see you all Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and grant you tawfiq. I know that your background is sick, though. You look like you're a gamer.
I'm not a gamer. That's my office.
Okay, mashallah, mashallah. Okay.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. How are you doing?
You look like you're coming off of Twitch right now.
I've been asked to come on Twitch multiple times. I'm like, no thanks. All these.
Mashallah. Listen, if we get another $10,000, Sheikh Ahmed is going on Twitch. Bismillah.
Okay. I think that could do it.
If we cross 200,000 tonight, I'll go on Twitch with him. I haven't gone on Twitch either, but I've got some Twitchers. I don't know if they're called Twitchers, but brothers, they tell me, they're like, cool, let's go on Twitch. And I'm like, to do what? But if we cross 200,000, Sheikh, we're going on Twitch. Bismillah.
Let's do it together.
Yeah, we're definitely doing it together, inshallah. Yeah, Sheikh. Jazakum Allah khair, inshallah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great, alhamdulillah.
That was amazing. Hopefully we'll connect now that I'm in the right part of the world.
Hey, see what they say? As soon as they come to America.
I can end the session right now.
You know what, Sheikh Ahmed? Let me tell you something. I was in Toronto two weekends this month. And I gotta tell you, being able to go to Chaiwala every night and get chai at midnight, that's a privilege. It's great.
So let me tell you, in my masjid, we have these chai dukans.
Yeah.
They have people and they take turns and they literally bring camping stoves out every night and they cook chai outside after 8 in these giant pots and they're serving to you until one day is ginger, Hyderabadi style, the other day it's Tamil style, the other day it's Punjabi style.
This is in Atlanta?
This is in my masjid in Atlanta. It's unlimited. And on Eid, unlimited chai. So I don't think that beats that because there's these people who are like with passion, you know, making chai for you.
Hafsa, this man is never going back to Canada. He's never going back. You heard how he just talked?
He was here this past weekend.
He said, my masjid. And he's talking about Atlanta like he's been there for 30 years. Khalas, that's it, man.
Why is this a Canadian roast today?
It's not a Canadian roast.
It's the 27th night. You know, it's about Laylatul Qadr. So we realize the value of things in Laylatul Qadr.
Yeah. Whoa.
Smiling, oh my god. Jazakumullah khair, Sheikh Ammar. Honestly, like someone was saying, it felt like
when are you in Atlanta next?
Now that you're there, I'll go. Usually, I don't go to Atlanta, but now that you're there, alhamdulillah, we'll make a trip out.
Definitely, inshallah. Barakallah fiqh, Sheikh. Lovely for your poetry. I got inspired by your poetry, you know, with a few things.
Okay,
so I'll share a few things, inshallah, to you when you're in person about
you have your own poems.
If we cross 200,000, guys, I need to run it by you.
Ahmed's freestyling on Twitch tonight. Let's make it happen. Bismillah.
Yeah. So I started. You know, I realized that nobody has done anything on poetic description of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Yes,
right. So I started putting a few thoughts together. I want to run it by you, inshallah. I'll ping you, inshallah, and then let's see how this goes.
You know, so yeah, so I've had that in my mind. I've had that in my mind for years, but it's just never come to fruition. But inshallah, I would love to sit and
up
with you, inshallah. See what you got.
Inshallah. All right. Barakallah feek, inshallah.
Yeah.
May Allah bless you, inshallah. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
All righty, Sheikh Ahmed, I'm not going to take time away
from you. I've got 9 minutes.
The 9 minutes that you have, inshallah. Make good use of them, inshallah.
All right, I'm not going to open my notes because So this is going to be my freestyle. I'm just going to go with it. So hopefully you guys can benefit from these 9 minutes, inshallah. All right. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi wa ba'd rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Allahumma anshur alina rahmataka wa anshur alina hikmataka ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma anshur alina rahmataka wa anshur alina hikmataka ya dhal jalali wal ikram ya arhamar rahimin. So today's reflections on inshallah are going to be on Surah Al-Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylat al-Qadr. Most of my notes were taken away by Sheikh Ammar by describing all of these things that I had prepared, but it's all right. You know, this is Qadr and this is the Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, he already mentioned there are three opinions about it. So I'm going to ask these questions to all of you, which is that where is the Qadr of Laylatul Qadr being derived from? Where is the value of Laylatul Qadr being derived from? So it's called the light night of value. Where is the value of that night being driven from? From the Quran, mashallah. Right? So one of the Salafs, he used to say, he said, Subhanallah, Allah revealed the Quran in that night. فَصَارَتْ اللَّيْلَى سَيِّدُ اللَّيَالِي. That night it ended up being the leader of all the nights. وَصَارَتْ الشَّهَرْ سَيِّدُ الشُّهُورِ. And that month became the leader of all the months. وَالنَّبِي, that Nabi on which it was revealed, that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he became Sayyidul Anbiya. فَكَيْفَ بِنَا إِذَا نَزَلْنَا بِالْقُرْآنِ. Then what about us if that Qur'an enters in our hearts? What it would do to you and me? And that is something that we need to look at. That this is, yes, it's night of power. It's got all of these, you know, amazing things that it can happen in this night. But it is all about you and I to recognize this Qur'an. That this night of Qadr and all the benefits that people reap from are because of this Quran, because of this Quran sessions, these, you know, the Quran reflect and all of these things that we're doing, it's all because of this. So what portion of that Quran is in my life is the question that you and I need to ask. What portion of this Quran will remain in my life after Ramadan is gone? As I said before, you know, a lot of people come and say, oh, Ramadan is about to end. Let's rephrase that. Ramadan is not about to end. Ramadan was there before you came. Ramadan will be there after you will be gone. What is about to end is one less opportunity for you in your life to benefit from Ramadan. So when this Ramadan is ending, where are you going to be with Quran? What is the Qadr of Quran that you will have after Laylatul Qadr is over? Those are the questions that we need to ask ourselves in these blessed nights. And if that qadr, that value, that connection is not entering our hearts, then use these nights to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use these nights to connect with Allah, to open out, to reach out, have a fluid conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The thing is, we're very formal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Because we've been taught to do Allah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, and we make all of these duas, and it's almost like a formal process. But when you meet a friend of yours after a long time, do you do all of these cordial formal murmurs? Assalamu alaikum, how are you? How has it been? You have this flow of emotion and you drop all this formality and you open up and say, yo, how you been? Right? That's how we need to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these nights. If the qadr of Quran is not entering in our hearts, that ya Allah, how long is it going to take us to understand this Quran? Like, why are you keeping me away from this? Like, can you not just open my heart, oh Allah? Like, just do it for me. Like, talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that you and I would speak to a friend. Because when we talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that manner, wallahi thumma wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would grant us. Because we're having a conversation with Him. We're having this connection with Him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says over here, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. There's nothing in this world that could make you and I realize the value of this. When Allah is asking the question, no matter how much we try to understand, we will never reach that true understanding. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. This is a night that is better than 10,000 nights. Tanazzalu al-mala'ikatu war-ruhu fiha. The word al-mala'ikatu, you remember one of the meanings of Laylatul Qadr also is that it's a night of constrictment. Okay? Because the world gets constricted by the presence of angels. And how do we know that? Because of this ayah. Tanazzalu al-mala'ika. This alif lam that you have, al-mala'ika, in general, alif lam in Arabic language has multiple meanings. One of the meanings is of lam of istighraq. Lam of istighraq basically means if you take a particular object, and al-gharq means to drown something. So when you put this alif lam with mala'ika, basically the entire angel kind. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, that the entire angel kind, وَالْرُوحِ and Jibreel عليه السلام, they all descend one time. Allah did not say تَتَنَزَّلُ, because if Allah had said تَتَنَزَّلُ, it would mean that they enter group. This is تَنَزَّلُ. They all, when night of Qadr happens, at that Maghrib, boom, they're all down in the earth. They all descend at one time. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ, Allah gives them the permission and say, go. And everybody descends. مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرِ. And what happens in that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he, obviously every decreed matter is being settled, and they're like, it's like a full-on marathon or workathon that is happening between angels, and everything is taking place, and there's no space for, it's constricted to the level that there's no space left. And the world gets constricted. Salamun hiya hatta matla'i al-fajr. We feel the peace and tranquility. We feel this peace and tranquility in that night. And you sometimes look around and people will be like, man, it's so calm. It's so this. You feel it. Obviously, because we're not able to see another realm of that existence that exists at this very moment. It's hidden from us. But there are actual people. There are people who are actually involved in this process, and they're around us. They may be touching us, they may be rubbing us, right? And all of those are going to have an impact on our spirituality. So that's why in that night people have these unreal experiences. People have these, obviously, if you see sometimes these unreal experiences also go beyond. So they're like, oh yeah, I was there and I saw this beautiful white woman. It was dressed in white and she had milky, and I'm like, Haji brother, what did you see? I think you're just feeling hungry, right? Like what did you see? And these type of experiences, those experiences, be careful with them. But you can have outer worldly experiences where you will feel something, you will feel a presence, and those presences are again, all of that is there to promote only one thing in your heart, that you value Laylatul Qadr, you value Quran. You value this Quran because this entire value structure that Allah has created in this night is all because of this one book. That sadly, many of us may end up having lots of degrees and bachelor degrees and masters and getting this and that and accolades and awards and all of that. But if you ask that person, could you recite Surah Al-Fatiha for me? And they're going to be like, oh, I don't know, man. I don't know if I could do that. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to truly connect. Did we go up by $1,000? Because if, 9 minutes, 1,000. So if you took an hour, so we should have by now $1,000.
Let me check.
Because I want to make sure I'm on tag with Sheikh Ammar.
It's not a competition. It's not a competition, Sheikh.
No. I, me and him have a...
Okay.
Day one. We're all on this. Gotta get it.
I'll ask them for an update, inshallah. But
you're gonna have to ask.
We went up by $1,000 Canadian. We did, which is $600 US. So yes,
$1,000 Canadian. Okay, people, I guess still believe in my Canadianness, inshallah. All right, I'll have to stop over here. We'll be on tomorrow, with I think Sheikh Muhannad, right? He's the one who's doing the session, inshallah. Yeah, I think we were supposed to be doing some.
Tomorrow's going to be Sheikh Waleed. Wednesday is going to be Sheikh Muhammad.
Inshallah. Really? He messaged me saying Tuesday.
We'll find out. It's going to be a surprise.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Adhan, Iqama just happened. I need to head out. Please Apologies for not being able to cover a lot. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. I hope you had a good session, Sheikh Ammar. I'm happy to give my time to anybody. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakum Allah khair. That was Sheikh Ahmed Sleem for his third last session with Ramadan 360 as we wrap up this, or fourth, whatever. Alhamdulillah, as we wrap up this week. Jazakum Allah khair. Today was a bit more of a casual experience, but I'm so glad we get to have it. For those who are on Faith Essentials and who are part of the All Access family, you guys already kind of are mentally prepared. For everybody else, this is kind of how we roll when we get comfortable with each other, alhamdulillah, as students. And Sheikh Ammar, mashallah, may Allah reward him, grant him Jannah. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen, is such an amazing part of that, alhamdulillah. And a part of that internal community. Yes, you can watch the replay. Inshallah, it'll be in your portal. It'll be on YouTube this for today as well. May Allah reward you all and accept from you all. Please do continue to give, inshallah. It's almaghrib.org/donate. And please help us to hit that goal of 10K, inshallah, by tonight. If we do hit 200K US by tonight, I will definitely hold Sheikh Ammar to that promise, inshallah. We got to do it by midnight, though. So if you can't do it, mashallah, for those who've given and who've given again and again, may Allah accept from you. I didn't want to shout out all of your names. I know some of you wanted to be anonymous, but mashallah, some of the most consistent names here have been the most consistent donors. May Allah accept from you and grant you Jannah. Ameen. Support and share with your links. Post it everywhere so that we can hit that goal, inshallah. And then we can figure out what this Twitch business is. And I do want to share really quickly, alhamdulillah, someone messaged me in that session that, you know, they didn't have a dua request, but they wanted to share that Al-Maghrib really saved their Islam at their lowest time. They were at the lowest on their rope, and Islam, and they, Al-Maghrib helped them hold on to Islam at that time in their life. And if it wasn't for all the scholarships that they received during that time, they weren't able to pay. And without those scholarships, they don't know if they would have been here today as a Muslim. So, and that's genuinely, that's a message someone private messaged me during the session when we were asking for dua requests. So jazakallah khair for all of you who facilitate for that. And we're going to continue to do that for those students who are going to be benefiting from the scholarships. We'll share the link in Telegram as well, and a PayPal link and a Kindful link. So whoever wasn't able to donate, inshallah, you guys can contribute, and may Allah make them a continuous part of our own legacies as well, inshallah ta'ala. So jazakallah khair, everyone. An amazing session, an amazing time with you all. May Allah accept. And please, for everyone who did submit the dua request, I'm sorry, I kept spamming Sheikh Ammar, but there was so much love happening in the chat, he didn't catch all of the requests. So please do keep your own Ramadan 360 family in your du'as, and all the ones that I saw, inshallah, will be personally in mind. Inshallah, we'll see you soon tomorrow. Remember, Fatwa Night with Sheikh Waleed at 3:30 p.m. EST. We'll just start off the day, and then we'll jump into Ramadan 360 with our surprise instructor. For now, take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.